other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I would have loved to have given the listeners a heads up. It is the 23rd day of July 2008. I would have loved to have given people a chance to tell their friends, family, neighbors to tune in. But I said last Friday I was going to call Willie Nelson over the weekend and try to get him on as a guest this week to speak out against an attack on Iran and, of course, to support Congressman Dennis Kucinich and his co-sponsors who this Friday are going to be before the House Judiciary Committee bringing forward evidence of the crimes of George W. Bush. Well, I didn't call him this weekend. I didn't call him this week. Time just flies by. I called him this morning. And he said, well, today's a good time to do it. In fact, earlier the better. Let's go. So we're scheduled to have Willie Nelson on in about 5 minutes, starting in the second segment of the radio show today. And in fact, I meant to have his 35 articles of impeachment in front of me. Will somebody Google that so I have that when I don't even have time to prepare for this because I literally called Nelson about 45 minutes ago. I was in the middle of getting ready for the normal show, trying to set him up Thursday, Friday, or next week. He said, well, today's better. So Willie Nelson will be on with us from the tour bus coming up in about 5 minutes. Ron Paul narrowly escaped death. Remember with Payne Stewart in 2000, the famous golfer, the aircraft, the Learjet depressurized, all aboard were killed. It's a high mortality rate when this happens. This happened with the congressman and seven other congressmen out of Texas when they took off from Houston and then had to do an emergency landing. Ron Paul was scheduled to be on tomorrow. I wonder if this little snafu will get in the way of that, to be talking about the Iran war, what's happening with the economy, and a lot more. But Congressman Ron Paul is scheduled tomorrow. We're also lining up Dennis Kucinich tomorrow or Friday. So a very, very busy week. We don't like to announce these big guests until we pretty much introduce them onto the show for you to ensure that that happens. But a lot of important information as we continue to track things here for you. Trey, my producer, has landed another gigantic guest for 2 weeks from now, but I'm not going to hold my breath. We'll just see if that happens. The person is set up for 2 weeks from now, roughly. I'm not going to get into it. Just heads up on that. It's pretty big. Okay. Flight carrying Ron Paul, others in the Congress, makes emergency landing. KHOU News, Houston, a Continental Airlines flight carrying seven members of Congress from Houston to Washington was forced to make an emergency landing after it lost cabin pressure. Yesterday afternoon, flight 458 was bound for Reagan National Airport, but was diverted and landed safely in New Orleans, a spokesman for Representative Ted Poe told 11 News. Poe and fellow Congressman Nick Lapson, Ron Paul, John Carter, Ciro Rodriguez, Solomon Ortiz, and Henry Cuellar were aboard the flight, said Poe's press secretary. Ironically, the seven congressmen were trying to get back in time for a Tuesday night vote on an aviation safety bill, a spokesman for one of the representatives said. There were 118 people total aboard the plane, Continental spokesman Julia King said. All right, I'm going to take you out with a little 10-minute report that's up on Infowars.com of Dennis Kucinich eloquently asking you for support for his impeachment move, which definitely puts his life in danger. Let's go ahead and go out to break with Congressman Dennis Kucinich.
The support which you have given to my efforts to hold this administration accountable for taking us into a war based on lies and for the destruction of the rule of law and the destruction of cherished constitutional principles. Because of your support, this Friday in Washington, D.C., I will make a presentation before the Judiciary Committee of the House of Representatives, at which time I will make the case that this president has violated his oath of office, violated United States law and international law, has separated our nation from our Constitution, and has taken us on a course that has been so profoundly...
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to The Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protecta Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies, showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system clean. Protecta cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protecta fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already four times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great-flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a two-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of three great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Gonna kill us, we better kill them first.
But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill.
How much is that soldier's life worth?
What happened to peace on earth?
And the bewildered herd still believe that everything we've been told from our birth.
Hell, they won't lie to me, not on my own damn TV. But how much is a liar's word worth?
And that's the whole point. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. The White House, Pat Robertson, even a lot of Democrats are saying Iran is going to get a nuclear weapon, that they've sworn to attack Iran. It is a complete and total lie. The White House has told Israel, go ahead and attack, and that if Iran fights back in any way, that nuclear weapons may be used against them. every major oil company and different brokerage house predicts that gas prices will at least double, probably triple. That will assuredly send us into a depression. But Pat Robertson and others, I have a clip of him, say that doesn't matter. We have to go ahead and attack Iran. There is a gentleman named Dennis Kucinich, congressman, who's been on with us in the last few weeks and be coming on later this week, who Friday will boldly be before the House Judiciary Committee bringing forward evidence of crimes and lies by the Bush administration to try to get the committee to vote to bring impeachment to the full House, to the floor. Then if the House votes for it, that is an indictment. The House acts as the grand jury. Then it goes to the Senate as a trial. The crimes of the Bush administration dwarf probably by 10,000 times, and I mean that literally, the crimes of Richard Milhouse Nixon. We must bring impeachment charges, because if we don't, they are going to have the political capital to fail forward and start World War III. Joining us is Willie Nelson for the rest of the hour. Later in the hour, we'll be taking your phone calls specifically on impeachment and on the Iran situation, the inside scoop from Congressman Ron Paul, people inside the CIA and others, is an attack in September, probably in September, as an October surprise for the election. And I'm just very honored to have Willie Nelson joining us from Council Bluff, Iowa, where he's going to be playing tonight. Mr. Nelson, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure, Alex. It's good to be on your show. I hope you're doing good.
Man, it's the best of times, the worst of times. Life's great. It's beautiful in Austin, Texas. We got great people like Willie Nelson out there to listen to. But meanwhile, there is the establishment trying to ruin the wonderful time we're having. How are you doing, Willie?
Oh, I'm doing fine. We're in Council Bluff, as you said. This is our third attempt to play Council Bluff in the last few years. We tried it a few weeks ago, and a tornado hit the stage and hit the bus, and so we decided we would go away for a few days and wait till the weather calmed down. So we're back again. So, like you say, maybe third time's charm this time.
Absolutely. Willie, I called you this morning. I wanted to get you on to get your take on impeachment. And you said, let's do it right now. So here we are. It really seems like we're even begging the question, why do we have to get up here and point out all the crimes? They're so evident. But I just look at the courage of Dennis Kucinich, definitely putting his life in at stake out there, a very dangerous administration. And I wanted to get you on to get your take on Dennis Kucinich and impeachment and find out if you're supporting it, and if so, why.
Well, first of all, Dennis Kucinich is a great friend of mine, and I've supported him ever since I've known him. And I've always admired the way that he stood up for the little guy and told it like it is, and, you know, to hell with the consequences. And you got to admire a man that has that kind of nerve and to... you know, I wrote the song you just played a while ago, Whatever Happened to Peace on Earth. I wrote that for Dennis Kucinich's campaign. And it pretty much tells where we are today, just how much is a human life worth, how much oil is a human life worth these days. There has to be a price tag on it, or else we wouldn't be going around the world killing people over oil. And I love the way Dennis is handling the impeachment thing. And, you know, I think he's got, 54 impeachment charges against George. And you know, there's probably another 54 laying around out there if he wants to go get them.
Absolutely. He first introduced 35. Instead of Congress didn't act, he would add more, and he has. He did pressure them, the Democratic Congress that was supposedly elected to punish Bush's crimes and to end the war, now becoming very transparent that they're in the same military-industrial complex hip pocket of those special interests. But he was able to get the Judiciary Committee to hear his charges coming up this Friday, and I just wanted to put the call out for everybody to call the House Judiciary Committee and to call all of your members of Congress and tell them, look, it's admitted that the wiretapping of U.S. citizens without warrants, each counts a felony. It's admitted that lying about WMDs in Iraq, and it's come out, we have the White House documents that they knew they were lying, those are felonies. Willie, give us your sense on all these crimes that have been committed by the White House and why you're supporting impeachment.
Well, I are you still there?
Yes, sir.
You there?
Okay. Yes, sir.
What main thing that bothers me, I think, is the fact that anyone in this country can get by with murder if they happen to be the president of the United States, have all the government behind them. And I don't think that's right. I think if I get caught on the street smoking a joint, I'm going to jail. You know, so they don't ask no questions. They just pick me up and throw me in there. How can a guy get away with all the things that he's gotten away with without even a slap on the wrist? I mean, Bill Clinton, we impeached that guy just for a little bit of indiscretion. So this is a lot more serious than that.
Well, it certainly is. Of all the articles of impeachment, which ones do you think are most important?
Well, I probably couldn't name the articles of impeachment by name, but I do know that it was wrong for him to go to war. I do know that a lot of our guys and gals have lost their lives and lives have been ruined forever because of the law that he broke. And for that alone, he should have to pay for it in some way. Impeachment seems like a minor way. The guy's going to be out of office in a while, and I'm sure there's a lot of people going to follow him around and try to charge him with all kind of things even after he leaves office. But the point that you brought out, the fact that we're so close to a war with Iran and that anything this guy does between now and Election Day could spark it, I think an impeachment hearing between now and then might slow the guy down. It might get the attention of the world and us on trying to stop a guy who's really intent on starting a war.
Well, you're right, and it also shows the world that we're serious about getting our name back. I mean, we've always been known not as being perfect, but as the good guys. And now
we don't have to do that. In fact, I think we should set ourselves up as the world's peacemakers, not the world's warmongers. There is a place in the world for a peacemaker. We all know that.
Absolutely. So I think it's important for the world to see that the American people are at least attempting to see that justice is done.
Absolutely.
Now, you were right. That is the second article of impeachment. Is falsely, systematically, and with criminal intent, conflating the attacks of September 11th with a mispresentation of Iraq as a security threat as part of a fraudulent justification for the war of aggression. And we now have the memos, the White House memos and others, where they knew Iraq had nothing to do with it. Of course, they knew that from day one, being the authors of the attacks, the 9/11 attacks, but that they were going to go out and sell the public on this, and now conservatively there's a million dead Iraqis because of this. I mean, this is Nazi-level, World War II-level crimes.
No, this is very, very serious. There's a lot of people dying today because of that huge law that he broke. And I don't think he should get by with it. I don't think any of those guys in there. And he's not the only one. You know, he's just the puppet on the string. There's a lot of people telling him what to do, and, they're using small words and big letters so he can get it said. But there's people behind him telling him what to do.
Would you like to see the New World Order puppeteers controlling the marionette to be brought to justice as well, Willie?
I think they have to. You just can't bring in the puppet. You've got to bring in the guys pulling the strings. And that's going to be harder to do because it looks like the closer we get to impeachment, all the guys out there pulling the strings are ready to throw George under the bus and let him ride all the heat. But I don't think that's enough. I think we have to go further than that and dig deeper and go back and find out who all is involved here and make them all come to step up to the bar and tell us why they did what they did.
You know, that's a great point. I'm going to skip this break for the folks watching on PrisonPlanet.tv and for the radio folks out there, and then we're going to go to break at the bottom of the hour and come back and take some phone calls. I really cannot overstate how much courage that Congressman Dennis Kucinich has, and we all need to be praying for him and supporting him and demanding not just that Congress support impeachment, but that the media pay attention to what's happening.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
We can do it all in 20, 30 years. We can take ourselves off of oil completely. In the meantime, we can drop our dependency just by changing over, doing this and doing that. And
okay, Willie, I hate to interrupt you when you're on a roll. We're coming back to the main audience. Before you leave, let's get back into that, okay? Here we go.
War is over and we've won. Let's remember how we done it so we don't have to do it again. There is a peaceful solution.
You know, I love rodeos, and I go to 4 or 5 a year. And it's great to go to a rodeo where Willie Nelson's playing, because instead of having a bunch of pro-war propaganda wrapping the flag, you get a real patriot, a real Texan who really loves liberty, and to see tens of thousands of people at the Austin Rodeo, Star of Texas Rodeo, singing along to that, instead of going to, say, the Teague Rodeo with my family, where my family's from out in East Texas, and I mean, we're talking 20 minutes of government-worshipping, war-worshipping stuff, but it was totally hollow, and nobody was even buying into it there. And we're back live with Willie Nelson. Take your calls in the next segment, and also later before he leaves us, get some into his solutions with agriculture and trying to save the family farm, because his farm aid this year is coming up as well, and give out some of his websites for you. Again, Willie, it's just wonderful and precious to be having this time with you. Jesse Ventura, since you last came on the show and went public for 9/11 Truth, Jesse Ventura came on the show and then told me behind the scenes, he goes, look, I want to come out for 9/11 Truth. You gave me films years ago when I was in Texas visiting with Willie Nelson and Kinky Friedman. When I saw him at an event, he said, but now I've looked into it. It's an inside job. He went public, and even Fox News had trouble attacking him. Now we've had the former Italian president, who was also the head of intelligence, go public, German defense ministers, leaders in the Japanese Diet, their parliament. We've had Actress of the Year go public. I mean, it is just a mass of prominent people, CIA section chiefs going public. What is it like to see this type of courage, Willie?
Well, it's great, and, you know, we do know that there are some strong people in this country and around the world who will stand up for what's right, and it's always gratifying to see a guy jump up and say what he thinks and stand up for what he believes is right, and I can see more and more people doing that these days, and it is very gratifying.
I don't think that the ring knockers, the establishment individuals, thought that we would have this much courage or that this many prominent people like Willie Nelson and Jesse Ventura and so many others, Martin Sheen, right before he died, George Carlin. I'm going to send you my new film. Have you seen George Carlin talk about 9/11 being an inside job?
No, I haven't, but I would love to see that.
It's just incredible, Willie. I mean, I know I'm kind of in awe here. It's just we have to realize how positive it is that there are a lot of good Americans and others standing up.
Well, yeah, and it's when you look at it for what it is, it's no big deal. It's somebody did something wrong, and somebody needs to be outed for it. And once you look at all the facts and see the pictures and hear all the stories, it doesn't take a German scientist to realize that, hey, we got hit, you know, by some inside people there. We need to find out who it is, and we need to find out quickly so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I shouldn't laugh. It's so horrible. But just, I mean, it's so obvious. It's so simple. And you're saying the emperor has no clothes, and more people are saying it. Willie, what has the response been like since you came on my radio show twice and then on, of course, Free Speech TV and Democracy Now and, you know, question the official fable? What has the response been like from your fans, from your supporters, and your detractors?
99% in favor of what we've been saying, and 100% of ours believing that we have the right to say it. There's nobody that said, "Hey, shut up." There's been a couple that didn't quite believe it and couldn't believe that we could do something like that. But I think the more we find out about what we are capable of doing and what we have done in the last couple of hundred years, it's no stretch of the imagination to see that, hey, you know, we did this, we did that. Of course we can do the trade towers. It's no big deal.
Well, you're right. In fact, if you look at the British manuals on how to spread smallpox to the neighbors by giving them, that's not a rumor, folks. We have the manuals that then was taught to the colonists who did it. Or then when you look at the Tuskegee experiment or all the things that are still going on, or all these neocon warmongers who say use DU in Serbia and Iraq and Afghanistan, and now our troops are coming home with triple the birth effects in their children. I mean, so many of these individuals think they can do all of this in a vacuum, and you can't do this in a vacuum, can you, Willie?
Well, no, you can't. Eventually the truth will come out, but in the meantime, a lot of people are dying and suffering, and that's why I think it's so urgent that Dennis Kucinich keeps doing what he's doing. Keep hitting them on that sore spot. It's like a drop of water on the dam. If he keeps dropping water on that sucker, eventually it'll crash through and we'll find out the truth of what really happened.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
We will not be forgotten.
Farmer, I make a living off the land. I ride a John Deere tractor. I'm a liberated man. But the rain, it hasn't fallen since the middle of July. And if it don't come soon, my crops will die. The bankman says he likes me, but there's nothing he can do. He tells me that he's coming, but the clouds are coming too. He ain't my friend. And I'll ride again.
1-800-259-9231.
I'm an American.
Is the toll-free number to talk to Willie Nelson. Now, I want to talk about callers, not side issues. We have limited time with him. Only about 25 minutes left. I want to talk and get your questions or comments for Willie Nelson on the Iran attack that is coming up. I've got family in the military. I've got sources in Congress, in government, in intelligence. It's on. It's on in September or October. I've had so many congressmen on, former CIA section chiefs saying that Bush will stage a terror attack. I mean, Ray McGovern's chief White House briefer to Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., he's not even mincing words anymore. I mean, it is on. They are going to stage terror attacks. That is the green light. They've got their people out there saying they're going to attack Iran, telling the public it's got to happen. It's on. You thought they were bold and attacked Iraq when we all knew it was a lie beforehand. Well, watch. They're going to do it again. But the Iranians are not a pushover. They're 65 million instead of 23 million. They've got more high-tech weapons, and they're going to block the Strait of Hormuz. And Bush has moved the aircraft carriers in close so they can be hit. That's why Admiral Fallon resigned. I mean, this is serious. This is the end of America. The real target of this is the U.S. They want a war to bring us into a depression, to fully consolidate what's left of the free market and bring us into total tyranny. Now I've had top analysts on, scores of them the last 2 weeks, all agreeing that is the attack profile of the New World Order and the puppeteers controlling George Bush and his cronies, and they own the Democrats as well. And this may have been an attempt on Ron Paul's life with him and seven congressmen and sudden total depressurization. They barely got the plane down when it took off from Houston last night. And we know they've killed a lot of congressmen and senators. We got to be praying for Dennis Kucinich. Before we go back to your calls, and again, folks, I want to hear your ideas for solutions, how we can stop this war. What type of stunts can we pull that are peaceful? Banner hangs, whatever. Calling into Congress. Here's the number to the White House, House switchboard. And then now this is the non-toll free. Why am I giving you that? The toll free is limited numbers and is jammed most of the time. The non-toll free you can get through on 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. Call your congressman or woman. Call the House Judiciary Committee. Tell them, vote for impeachment. Vote to send it to the full House when Dennis Kucinich literally goes into Mordor, literally into the gates of hell to move for impeachment. The last person that even talked about this up in Minnesota, the senator's plane blew up. 202-224-3121. And by talking about how these murderers kill people, that may preempt them from going after Kucinich. And I've talked to him on air. He said a few weeks ago he knows he's in danger. He knows these people are serious. But he says this is a spiritual thing. He says he's crossing that line and that he's doing the right thing and putting his trust in the Creator. I've never heard Kucinich talk like that. So, I mean, he's at a high level there. When you start fighting evil at these high levels, because I've done it myself, not at that level, but it's a line you cross. I hate to get mystic here, but Willie, I mean, do you know what I'm talking about here?
Well, yeah, there is that line that I think, you and I, we not only crossed it, we kind of, we leaped over it a while back, but it's always dangerous, and I'm concerned about Dennis or anybody else who speaks out against this administration, because these guys are serious. People love their power and they hate to give it up. Their money and their power is all they have, and if they lose that, they feel like they've lost their divinity. So they're gonna hang on to their power.
Absolutely, and we just need to realize and really pray for, and just in our core, in our spirit, know that Dennis Kucinich and Ron Paul and others are really facing the dragon down at point-blank range and need our support, and so does Willie and everybody else that's out there speaking out. Willie, before we go to some calls, and again, the number's 1-800-259-9231, I want to hear your ideas for solutions or ways to stop this war. Willie, any other ideas you've got to try to stop this attack on Iran?
Well, first of all, I think impeachment is good. We have to do that to get people to realize, hey, these guys are bad, and we have to stop them before they do. And they're thinking that we won't do it. They're thinking that they have plenty of time between now and Election Day to do what they already have planned to do. Whether we can stop them or not, I don't know. God help us if we can't, because once we bomb Iran, then all hell breaks loose. America is not the same America as we knew it the second afterwards. And not only that, we will bring down hardships not only ourselves, but people all over the world, not to mention just the price of a gallon of gas. Right now it's $4 or $5. It's $10 over there in England. It will be much higher.
Well, you're absolutely right. And for those that don't understand the globalist mindset, it's problem, reaction, solution, or order out of chaos, as Bush has said in speeches. And they believe by getting us into a crisis so bad that and where our military is being defeated, and that's probably going to happen in the first stages, just like they invited the Japanese attack and ordered the ships and planes to stand down, and that's now been declassified. They plan to get us into a war that's so bad that a lot of Americans are going to say, well, I didn't support the war, but damn it, we're in a crisis, and I got to get behind George Bush, and then he may end up being like FDR and just staying in office. And I think that is a real threat that we face. I mean, it's not just Alex Jones or Willie Nelson. Mainline analysts are talking about $8, $10 gallon gas, martial law in America, and they've now put that on the books.
Well, yeah, you know, now one of the things that's being stolen most out there these days is gasoline. Farmers have to watch their tractors. People are stealing gasoline because it is so damn expensive, and it's down to push and shove. They need a gallon of gas to get from here to there, and at some point, people will do anything. And when it comes down to food, that's the next thing on the list. They'll do anything to feed their family. So we are in for some tough times.
And then we have to try to somehow educate the public that they have orchestrated this. I mean, I have the banking documents. You have them. You've been fighting this since before I was born. Where the banks, well, you grew up, you know, with your family being farmers on a farm in Texas, pretty close to where my family's from on my dad's side. And everybody knew back then they were predatory. How did they train Americans not to question the establishment and not to question banks? I mean, when did Americans start losing their sense, Willie?
Well, when they started controlling the media and when they started telling us from early morning till late and dark how well things were going and how things were fine and we shouldn't worry about a thing, that, you know, Big Brother's taking care of us. And now we see what Big Brother was doing. While we were had our backs turned, he was taking over, stealing everything that we had.
And now they know that we're waking up to them with Congress with a 9% approval rating for the first time in U.S. history. And so they're trying to put a police state into place so that we can't have a counter-revolution against their revolution. We're not the revolutionaries here. We just want our country back. Willie, do you have any message to the people in government, to the police and others, about some of the things we're going to be facing in the near future? I mean, I've had state police calling in saying, I thought you were nuts, but now the feds have come in and told us, yeah, get ready for martial law, and you got to do what the president says. Do you have any message to them, Willie?
Well, except that we have to just, you know, there's no magic words that I can say that will stop it, but I do think all of us together can figure out a way to combat it and keep it from being as bad as it could be. I think if we are aware what's going to happen, that will keep it from having such a great impact that it would if we were just sitting around blind, not knowing that anything was going to hit us. At least now we can try to block it one way or another.
I agree with you. That is the key. If you expose false flag, self-inflicted wounds, government-sponsored black ops, then it takes the power away to where they can't stage it anymore. And if you discredit the current system, then it loses the people's acquiescence. They have to have you to go along with it. Doesn't mean you have to go out and physically fight them with a rifle. It means you just have to not go along, and basically, in a lot of cases, to the police and military, just sit on your butts. Don't go out and kill innocent Iraqis. Come home. If they set off a nuke in Chicago and then try to bring in a national draft, as McCain has said, this is going to go on with McCain, you know, or probably Obama. You have to then realize that that is a staged event and not go along with it, Willie.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And I remember hearing a long time ago, what would happen if they started a war and nobody showed up?
Absolutely. All right, I want to take some phone calls. And the House switchboard, again, is 202-224-3121, 202-224-3121. Ask for the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee or ask for other members of the committee. Later in the show today, I'll give you all their names and I'll even give you their direct lines, but those can be busy. The switchboard has hundreds of lines and generally isn't. 202-224-3121. Call them and say, look, it's on record. They admit that Bush committed all these crimes. They wrote memos saying they could order the troops to torture children. There's no debate. Vote for impeachment, and they can't blow up every congressman's airplane. The answer here is all of us, to say, look, we know what you're up to, shadow government, and just come out with your hands up. Attention, criminals, the game is over. Willie, your take on that statement?
Well, I think you're absolutely right. We've got to let them know that, hey, you're caught. We found your hand in the cookie jar here, and there are certain consequences involved there. First of all, you get voted out, and then we'll decide what else to do to you. But you are wrong. You made a mistake. You broke the law. You have hurt our country. So there are consequences for that.
And for Americans out there on the fence about all this, you got a bad feeling in your heart. Intellectually, you know we're in deep trouble. You know we've been telling you the truth on this show and many others. Things are getting more and more serious by the minute. It isn't going to get better going down the same path. We've got to change course now. And a lot of people want to try to over-intellectualize it and say, well, then what's the specific action? It's just getting your heart right, getting your mind right, and saying no.
Yeah, from this moment on, you just have to say, okay, maybe I went along with their stories up until now, but I'm not going along with them anymore. You've lied to me once. That's too many times.
Absolutely. Let's go ahead and take calls. Ken in Texas, you're on the air with the one, the only, the living legend, Willie Nelson. Go ahead.
God bless you, Alex and Willie. I have two quick points. The first one, I want to tell you how grateful I am, Alex, for you advertising Shalazine. I feel like I'm 34 years old now, like you. And the most important point I want to make is any congressman that doesn't support or vote for impeachment for the ones that we're speaking of should be fired and put out of office. I mean, because they're very well aware of the same thing that we're aware of. It's come to the point that this is extremely serious.
Well, just looking at this politically, it would gain the Democrats incredible political hay and ensure their victory across the board. They would do it, but they won't. That's because they're scared, they're blackmailed, or they're on the take. Willie?
Well, you're absolutely right. There's one of those reasons, because they all know that they could stop it if they wanted to. Obviously, there's reasons why they don't want to, and I'm sure you hit on one of them.
Really no excuse.
Absolutely, Ken. I appreciate your call. Adam in Texas, you're on the air with Willie Nelson.
Hi. God bless you both. And, Willie, I've been a part of your life since 1973, and from 3 days in Atoka to Austin to Panther Hall to the Sportatorium. Thanks for all the nights you've given us, and we really love you. And I was born and raised here in Texas, and I'm going to be moving out of here next month, and I'm going to go north and go up into the mountains and see what happens. And my heart's pretty sad right now, and but that's what I'm going to do.
All right.
Hey, I'm glad you remembered Atoka, because that, boy, you remember how dusty that was.
It was fantastic, though. They had that path mowed down through the forest all the way down to the festival, and the music was fantastic. The sound was incredible. That was a great 3 days, Willie.
Well, thank you. I was wondering if I was going to have trouble finding the location and the set, and I was driving down the interstate, and I looked over to the left, and a few miles over there, I saw this huge dust cloud. I said, I think we found Atoka.
All right, Adam, good to hear from you. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air with Willie Nelson.
Hey, Willie, and hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good. I wanted to say this. You've done a lot of great concerts in your time as far as, like, Live Aid to support the farmers. I was thinking that would be great to do something like a 911 Truth concert, donate the money to the families that lost their loved ones, and the firefighters that were out there, and also to support Dennis Kucinich, what he's doing. And it would be great to do that, and it would get a lot of publicity. I was wondering.
Oh, I would agree. I would agree to both of those things in a minute.
Okay, Willie.
Those are wonderful. That's a wonderful plan.
Willie, I'm totally freaking out right now. You know, you gave me your cell phone number and other contacts, and I haven't called you in 5 months because you're one of the few people I'm actually starstruck by. And I was kind of nervous stumbling around calling you this morning to come on the show. I have been dreaming of inviting you to New York this year for the anniversary, getting some hall, just having you speak or, you know, play your acoustic guitar. And we know the first responders, the heads of the victims' family groups, or to even have a benefit here in Austin, for the firefighters and police. But I know you're so busy, and you've already done so much for 9/11 Truth. But since the caller brings it up, maybe I should talk to you off air later today about doing something like that. Because I think we're talking about solutions, or a free concert somewhere as a media event to say a no attack on Iran, yes to impeachment deal. That might be good. Like it'd probably be like Woodstock, Willie.
Oh, I think you're right, and I think people want to find a way to speak out and let their voices be heard, and that's what you and I need to do, is to give them a way to do that. We'll find a hall or a field or something somewhere, and we'll go over there, and we'll give people a chance to stand up and talk about what they believe in.
Well, I just want to thank Scott, calling from Arizona, who I don't know from Adam, because I can't ever ask for things from the celebrities I know, just because I don't want to feel like I'm bugging them. But Willie gives so much. This is just incredible. For all the
well,
stages.
Thank you. And I want to say to Scott, before you take off to the mountains up there, hang around a little while and watch all this stuff come down. And, you know, if something happens really bad, I'll go to the mountains with you. But in the meantime, let's stay here and fight those guys.
All right, we're going to skip this break, too. Here we go. Behind the scenes with Willie Nelson.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Gonna burn into a cinder.
Willie Nelson, Alex Jones brainstorming about a 9/11 truth stock minus the yellow acid. This is amazing.
Right like a one-eyed jack of diamonds with the devil close behind. We're gonna ride.
It's incredible. Willie, we've only got about 5 minutes left in this segment and 4 minutes in the next, and I'm going to let you go because you're very busy and have your own XM radio show coming up today. Before we take a few final calls and talk about the depression that we see unfolding and really hurting the farmers and ranchers more than ever, fire out some of the websites, your peace organization, some of the groups that people can get involved with you in to really try to be the change we want to see in the world.
Well, sure, yeah. You know, farmaid.org is, you know, it's the big address for people. We're doing Farm Aid on September the 20th up in Boston, and if we can call attention to that and, you know, bring as many people as we can to rally around us up there, that would be great.
Well, my heart's beating, and a few things excite me anymore, Willie, because I've seen quite a bit, not as much as you, but I've actually got butterflies. Let me just put you on the spot. Did you get butterflies and excited when we just spontaneously, because of a caller, decided to do some type of truth rally?
Well, you know, I'm always looking for excitement, and if it's doing something that I love to do and believe in, well, it doesn't get any better than that, you know. And I love to play music, and I love audiences and crowds, but there's also something that's gratifying about saying what you believe, you know.
And doing the right thing. Again, Willie, I know you hate people telling you how great you are, but let me tell you, I just love you to death and love your courage and your passion and your spirit. You know, the time I got to meet you in person, it was really intense to be around you in person. You're just an amazing individual, and I just wish to God we had more people like Willie Nelson. Give out the Peace Institute website as well.
Our Peace, it's WillieNelsonPRI.com, Peace Research Institute, and FarmAid.org. Just stay in touch, and let's put our heads together and see what we can do to get peace in the world. And also, in doing that, we'll not only help the family farmer, we'll help everybody else.
Let me just recap for everybody. Dennis Kucinich going into the belly of the beast this Friday in the Judiciary Committee in the House, presenting the crimes of the Bush administration. This is just unparalleled in history, and there's almost no media coverage. Demand there be coverage of this, and we salute Willie Nelson for stepping up to the plate today to come on the air and try to bring attention to this, and no doubt it will. Let's talk to Tom in Oregon. Tom, you're on the air with Willie Nelson. Quickly.
Willie, been a long-time fan, and I'm just kind of getting into the prison planet and everything that goes with it. Don't you guys think that the whole mess that this country and the world is in right now all has to be revolve around energy? And I think we need to make huge leaps for energy. I don't think these baby steps that we're taking. I really have a feeling that Otis T. Carr and Ralph Ring and George, I don't know if you've heard of Gordon Novell, but I think they're on to something that all the governments of the world don't want us citizens to know about.
And that's zero-point energy. Stay there, Tom. We're going to come back. Final segment with Willie Nelson after a 70-second break. Only 5 minutes left, because earlier he wanted to get into energy reform, and so we'll come back. Willie is a big into that. Final segment with Willie Nelson, InfoWars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.